Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. This is your host, Sid Shabazz, live from Revolutionary Soul Talk Radio, also known as God Brother Radio. This is my first episode, being back for I think the last episode I did was about 4 months. And this particular show is called today, The Feeling of Being Yourself. The Feeling of Being Yourself. You know, people, it's been I'm live from Las Vegas, Sin City, and I'm glad to be back on the radio. It's been a up and down roller coaster ride for myself, and for my wife, and my health. And first of all, I'd just like to thank my Lord, my God, for having me back on the radio and back feeling 100% better. And what this episode is called is, once again, it's called The Feeling of Being Yourself Again. And so I'll read up a little title of what the title says, and then I'll talk mostly and pretty transparent on what I, Cedric Shabazz, have been going through this last 4 months. And, well, you know what? Here we go. You know, on June 14th, 2015, I was rushed to the emergency room, dehydrated and losing fluids, scared for my life. The doctor said everything was all right, and I probably had side effects from my medications. I was convinced that it was it, so I stopped taking my medications for 5 weeks, and folks, that was the biggest mistake of all. I returned to the hospital 2 more times, and the last stay was for 6 days. This episode will be about how I felt from grace by my health, and now by grace and my God, I am back 100% and feeling better. I'm going to go back to June 9th, 2015, and that was supposed to be my big day of the release of my autobiography, The God Brother, Gangsters, Government, and God. And, you know, I've been preparing all year for this. About 9 months I've been doing pre-promotion, and I've been getting my finances set and setting up for the book tour. And I also had about 9 or 10 other businesses that were going to be executed at the same time. So I had this big, big business plan ready to, as we say, conquer the world and whatnot. And, you know, the interesting thing about it was sometimes we have we could plan everything. As us human beings, we could plan everything on paper. We could set up everything and how we wish it to be. But that doesn't mean exactly would go exactly how we planned. And what basically happened was my book did get released nationwide on June 9th. And so I was very happy from that. So that particular week I was putting all kind of promo work in. I guess that week I put in about 35 hours worth of promo work and promoting the book. And Saturday night. It must have been about June 12th or so. I was not feeling too good, you know. I didn't know what was going on with myself, and I just was losing, feel like I was getting the flu, and feel like I was losing a lot of fluids, and you know, I just, when you lose a lot of fluids, you know, when you're, excuse my expression, you are, you know, you're not necessarily barfing or nothing, but you're, you know, you're constantly urinating and you're constantly puking, and all your water is going out of you. You feel like your organs is getting shut down. So I got real, real scared. And so that following Sunday, I was ill all day, and I was still losing fluids. And this was on June 14th. And so I went ahead and called 911, and the ambulance picked me up and rushed me to the emergency room. And while I was in the emergency room, what was happening to me in my mind was that the medications that I'm on, to be frank about it, because of my concussion, I was on the medicines of Vistoril and another medicine that I can come up, Venflaxin or something like that. One was an antidepressant and one was for anti-anxiety. Because I was having some issues after receiving a concussion prior to that. So I was on the medicines from January up to end of January up to, I think, about mid-June. And, you know, I started feeling like I had, like, side effects going on. So when I was at the emergency room, they took my blood, and I wanted to make sure that they check everything to make sure that the medicine I was on was not, should I say, was deteriorating my internal organs, or I was trying to make sure my organs wasn't failing from this medicine. So I was in very, very panic mode. But the doctors told me that that was not the case, and they pretty much gave me some things for my stomach because I had an upset stomach, and pretty much didn't say no more than that. You know, that was it. So I went back home, and all that week, I was just still. My fluids was running. I wasn't sleeping at night, and I kept thinking to myself, man, what's really going on here? So about a week later, and I think it was probably about that following Sunday, on maybe June 21st or June 22nd, I went back to the hospital, and they went ahead and once again went ahead to see what was going on with me and everything, and then at that point they told me that make sure I continue taking this medicine. And I'm sitting there telling these doctors the medicine is making me sick. So they say, well, you have to go to your primary. And I'm thinking, every time I set up a date for my primary, they keep setting it 30 days later. Like, that's not going to do me no any good now, you know. So, I mean, I wasn't getting the medical attention that I thought I needed at this moment. And everybody kept putting off to 30-day appointments. So then went home again, and next thing you know, I just got really, really, really scared, or you could even say I was paranoid to even taking any kind of medication again. So I stopped taking the medicine. And let me tell you, folks, that was the worst thing for me to do, was stop taking the medicine. Now, you're probably saying, oh, you were having these big major side effects, and, you know, you were sick off this medication. But I became, if there's such a word, sicker, after I stopped taking the medication. I just came to the point where I was just like, you know what, I don't want to mess with this medicine no more. I just want to, rough it out, be a tough guy, and work it out on myself, and, you know. And that was the big mistake on my part. And what happened was, is that for the next following 5 weeks, I found myself not being able to sleep. That's number one. Number two, I was not even able to do my daily routine anymore. It just seemed like that I used to get up at 4 or 5 in the morning, and the first thing I used to do is read my word, and I listen to Sister Joyce Meyer and Brother Creflo Dollar. And then I get back to promoting the businesses that the Lord has me to maintain, his businesses, and on the computer. And I wasn't able to, I found out I wasn't even able to do that. I just was stopped being functional. I mean, I just literally stopped brushing my teeth, combing my hair, for some reason even putting an egg, try to boil the egg was impossible. I mean, I'll get the egg would be finished, but then I couldn't peel the egg. You know, I had so much anxiety, I was destroying the egg while I was trying to peel the egg. You know, I couldn't make no coffee no more. I didn't have no judgment on the right water or the right amount of coffee. I mean, I just couldn't. I was just a mess. I just really stopped functioning. All I could do was actually go in the corner and sit down in my seat, and I barely even talked the whole day. Couldn't start a conversation, and this went on for like 5 weeks. And I just kept telling myself that I'm gonna get better, and I couldn't, you know. And I was just had so much anxiety, I couldn't even go to the grocery store. You know, it was just too much going on there, and it got worse and it got worse. And so for the third time, I went ahead and I called the 911, and they went ahead and picked me up again, and took me to the hospital, and I explained to them what's going on with me and everything. And they said, well, you know, the worst thing you could have done was stop your medication. And so here I was in a point where I'm at 5 weeks and stopped my medication, and you know, and that was the it was not very good thing, you know, and I was getting depressed, and I was getting more depressed because I couldn't, you know, I had a book tour set up, so I couldn't, I had to cancel the book tour. I had to cancel all business. I had to cancel the radio show. I had to cancel all my plans that I had for about 9 months. I had to cancel so my health would get better. So I basically had to concentrate on getting my health better. And once again, this is Cedric Shabazz from Revolutionary Soul Talk Radio, also known live from God Brother Radio. Feel free to call in and just to say hi or whatever. And the number to call in is at 213-943-3508. Once again, guests can call in at 213-943-3508 and just say hello to me and how I'm doing or such and such. And, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, so that was a very interesting scenario that I went through. But to finish up what I was saying, the third visit I had, they basically picked me up, and then went ahead, and the doctors talked to me and evaluated me and see what was going on with me. And I kept telling them, hey, man, you know, at this point, I told them I'm not on my medications for 5 weeks. And at this point, they're very worried about me. And I'm saying, well, you know, they said, you're going to have to get back on some kind of medication. So I said, okay, you know, but I didn't want to start it at that time. Still being stubborn and whatnot. So what happened was I just continued to go home and said, I'm going to be a tough guy and I'm going to work it out. Well, folks, it was not working out. You know, I couldn't go to sleep. It was I couldn't sleep at nights. And then I had to somehow get sleep in the daytime, because if I didn't get no sleep in the daytime, I just felt like myself was deteriorating more and more and more, and it was terrible. And I never went through this in my whole life before, so it was scary. And the worst part about it was waking up in the mornings and thinking about all the people I let down in business. You know, I had everything planned. I had God Brother Radio was going to actually be part of the Four Aces Network with my brother Christopher T. Williams. God Brother Radio was going to be on that. I had, like I said, I had the book tour set up for the autobiography of the God Brother. You know, I had a record label, God Brother Records, that I wanted to execute with my brother Adrian H. Scott. May get him, you know, he's like the king of hip-hop comic books. And try to get him his LP, the Black Bukowski, which is, people, you know, peep it out. Black Bukowski is one of the Bay Area's premier records right now in hip-hop, and it's classic. And, you know, I was looking forward to promoting that nationwide and getting them out there nationwide. And, you know, I let down my brother Sinister, a.k.a. Megatron, out there of East Bay Politics, my brother Shaverick, you know, and Henson, and, you know, he's CEO of God Brother Records and God Brother Comics, and I was going to put his comic book out, and also was going to put his music out, and I wasn't able to do that. You know, I also let down my brother Roger Bates, my God Brother, you know, who was going to do a big promo on the Black Saber comic book, Oakland, California's first African-American comic book superhero that was, you know, founded in 1990 and stuff like that. We was about to re-release that, The Resurrection, and he did re-release it. I was able to promote somewhat for a week, but I wasn't able to do any follow-ups. You know, like I said, like I told him, I had a previous conversation with Brother Ice-T, and Ice-T representative, I would say, who was interested, because I was interested in having Ice-T and Wesley Snipes play the hero and the villain in this Black Savior movie, you know, filmed out of downtown Oakland, and I wasn't able to do that. You know, I wasn't able to get my brother Sed Wines, Wines out there from Atlanta, Georgia. I call him Nat Turtle Rap. I was planning on getting his single out there with hopefully his collaboration. He's doing the music and the beat for rapping Anthony Forte out there, rapper Forte at the Players Club out there in San Francisco. And I wasn't able to get that done, and I wasn't able to I had so much lined up to get done that I wasn't able to do it, And I had this house that I was supposed to close on and or open up on for my wife to buy, and the finances got funny, and you know, it was like, man, everything hit at once. You know, here my health is gone. I can't execute none of this business stuff. It was just a mess all around. So once again, this is your host, Cedric Shabazz, from live from Sin City, Las Vegas. You listen to God Brother Radio. And I'm just, you know, and also I was angry. I was very depressed. I was angry and also was angry at my God. And dare I say it, I was angry at my God. I did not curse my God because I am a diehard believer. But I felt like that my God had just let me down because I was felt like I was doing everything right. And then all of a sudden my health goes and I'm not able to execute everything I wanted to execute. And I just felt really, really low and not worthy of just practically almost not even worthy of life, I hate to say. I was real down and out. But, you know, I'm a faithful believer in my God and I've always have been. I just knew that one day that I was kept praying that one day, Lord, that I will wake up in the morning and I will feel like my old self again. And I had no doubt that that would happen, but I didn't know when that was going to happen. And, you know, like I said, this last trip, I went to the hospital on July 22nd, and I was so bad off, they decided they had to keep me for a period of time that was undetermined. So, you know, literally, I'm in an institution, and in order to get out of this institution, I had to prove that I was functional again. So I was depressed about that because now I'm thinking like, man, how could I be one day I'm sitting on top of the world, getting ready to do a book tour. Next thing you know, I'm in a hospital, and I got to prove to these doctors that I'm worthy of getting out of this hospital. So, you know, it was very scary. So I did everything that they recommended for 6 days. I didn't know how long I was going to be in there. You know, I had to go to group therapy. I had to go to medications, had to go to talk to doctors. And I'm telling you, folks, it's a scary thing to go through something. I mean, I figured there was nothing worse than never waking up in the morning and feeling like you're a stranger, feeling like you're somebody else, and just the person that you used to be, you're not that person anymore. And it was funny because when I was in that state of spirit and mind, I was looking at my life, and I was like, I was almost like, who's that? You know, was that really me? Did I really write that blog? Or did I really do that radio show? You know, it was like scary. It was out of body experience. And really, it boils down to me is that when I wasn't on my meds anymore, and I got off my meds too early, and I was still not healed from this concussion because I was diagnosed with anxiety, depression, and PTSD from this concussion, and it was just too early for me not to be on the medication I needed to be. And, you know, once again, I'm very transparent about my life. I'm not ashamed of everything that I went through because I believe my life is a testimony for those who love God and in Christ and Jesus. So, you know, I'm very transparent with what I go through. I have no shame. You know, the situation was critical. And I just, you know, I thank my God that on this Saturday afternoon that I feel 100% better. I feel like my old self. And, you know, I got big plans to get God Brothers Radio back into effect. And, you know, once again, I got 10 minutes left, and I just like to say that it's been an interesting situations I've been, especially in the last, I would say, 30 days. I finally got back to getting myself back into a natural routine of a new routine. I'm not able to put in, put in 80 plus hours worth of business a week anymore, and I'm barely able to put in maybe 4 hours worth of 5 hours worth of work a day, 20 to 30 hours a week into the business now. But I am consistent between now. My new hours is between noon and 5 p.m. I'm consistent back and consistent with business. So. And that's okay. So I'm starting to get my mojo back. My book's been out for maybe 4 months now, so I'm going to have to somehow get the momentum back with God Brothers Autobiography and get ready to get myself in a position to do a tour, even if it's just not a national tour, even if it's just a local Las Vegas tour with Barnes & Nobles or the local library or things of that nature. So, I guess the point when I'm getting at, I've been waiting and praying and staying in grace and asking my God, what lesson could I learn from this? And really, the situation came that I learned is that the Lord said that I kind of took my eyes off the ball. I took my eyes off the reason why I was running these businesses. It was all about Him. It wasn't about me. So my ego and my pride and my worldly visions of thinking of things of a little too much on a material level that I wanted to see that were set up cloud my judgment. And I took my eyes off my calling, off my mission, and what's it about. And then the Lord let me see that I wasn't a humble person at the time. I thought I was, but He made me see different. Just because I felt like I was doing everything right, it was a feeling of a Pharisee. Which means I was, I was just every day was keeping conscious of the things that I was doing right, and instead of just taking keeping my eyes on my Lord, my God, my Savior Jesus Christ, and keep my eyes on what the real deal is. And the real deal is, folks, is that I've learned very humbly that your life could be taken away within a split second. We all say, well, we know this, and we hear it like a cliche, but I could honestly say, and I've been through these situations several times before, but never to the extent of ever felt like I was losing myself. And I just thank my God that Cedric Shabazz, I'm back 100%. And I thank everybody for their prayers and their support. For those who did know, and for those who didn't know, I didn't come out and publicly, just let the world know what I was going through because I didn't know how to at the time. I knew the time was going to come that I would be able to do so. And once again, I just like to thank my family, the prayers of my family, what they knew or they didn't. My mom, first of all, my wife, she's been a soldier right by my side. She's been there encouraging me and getting better and telling me that I'm going to wake up as myself again. And I did. By the grace of God, so I'm feeling 100% better. Matter of fact, I'm back up to par. I don't want to push myself too much, but I'm going to stay consistent and get this book tour called The Prodigal Son Returns back on track. Get this record label back up. Get these comic books out. Get this radio show continue going again. Get this Black Saber movie done with Brother Roger Bates and the Black Saber comic book, the first African-American superhero out of Oakland. Yeah, that was published from 1990 to 1995. We've resurrected with the new edition is out available, the Black Saber. So you must put the Black Saber comic book. Go to Amazon.com, purchase that book. It's a classic with Brother Roger Bates. And, but once again, I thank you so much. My name is Cedric Shabazz, and I would just like to say, if you would like to continue to support God Brother Radio and God Brother Entertainment, which consists of five or six of these different businesses, please go to Zazzle, ZAZZLE.com / Cedric Shabazz, CedricShabazz, and go to Cedric Shabazz. Zazzle.com, Cedric Shabazz, and go there and please make a purchase of a t-shirt, a coffee mug, a watch, hats, hoodies. Zazzle.com / Cedric Shabazz, God Brothers Entertainment got over 5,000 products and over 200 logos and slogans. So once again, thank you so much. And I just I am so humbled and thankful for being back on the radio. And it's amazing. And to tell you the truth, folks, I knew one day I would be back in business. I just didn't know when. And I think the not knowing when was the problem with me, because I was like, yeah, you know, we all would like to know what date we'll be back to being 100% in anything, you know. But life is just not like that, and I learned a valuable lesson. A lot of things have changed, and circumstances have changed, and you know, and financial situations have changed, and just things in general have changed, and I'm getting so it takes me to get used to the new circumstances. But you know, I thank Jesus for still having a house to live in. I thank Jesus for having my clothes and my food and my health, and still my wife by my side. And and I'm looking outside, a beautiful day October 10th of 2015, on this beautiful Saturday or Sunday. Maybe it's June 9th. I mean, September 9th. Yeah, I think it's, not September 9th. Excuse me, folks. October 9th. That's what it is. So, once again, thank you so much. And I just appreciate if anybody would want to go to Zazzle, ZAZZLE.com. / Cedric Shabazz, CEDRICSHABAZZ. You could go there and purchase a T-shirt, a hat, or a postcard, or anything to continue to support God Brothers Entertainment and God Brothers Radio. Thank you so much, and see you next Saturday. So this is live from Sin City, Las Vegas. Goodbye.